This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, welcome back in. Bill Orem in for dirt today. Don't worry. You'll get his duck tears on Thursday. And then he'll tell you he doesn't care because they got a four-star commit yesterday from the class of 2027. Because we should all get excited about 2027 commits. We'll get into some more final stuff coming up at 7. We got a final down in Corvallis today at 3 p.m. But let's talk a little. We are the home of the Ducks here at 1080 The Fan. Oregon had a great season. The softball team got eliminated yesterday, but they got to the, technically, it would have been the Supers? No, they got to Oklahoma City.
They're in the Women's College World Series, yeah.
Oklahoma eliminated them yesterday. But their baseball team had a good year, and they hosted a regional. Now, some people were upset that Oregon State was a higher seed, and so they were like, oh, why should they be that? We beat them four straight times. Oregon had Arizona, Cal Poly, Utah Valley in the regional. It was all set up for them to win the regional and to potentially go to North Carolina and take on the Tar Heels. And I know there was some debate in that first game, but they didn't win a game. They were eliminated out of the college baseball bracket. Didn't even get out of the regionals, having a good year. And so we'll get to the debate and the whole like blocking the plate and the obstruction and the malicious intent and all that. But, like, despite that, to not even win a game in your regional, and it was a great year down there in Eugene, but another year of them not going to Omaha.
Yeah, it was interesting listening to Mark Wasikowski after the game on Saturday talking about how, you know, how much they've elevated the program and how expectations have changed there, which I totally give him credit for. Super regionals the last 2 years, regional this year. But it is very much like a coach speak thing to say, well, look at how great we've become because now we're disappointed that we didn't get out of a regional. When I got here, the goal was to get to a regional.
Didn't Horton host a regional?
They did, and then there was the big swoon.
Yeah.
But like the thing that I find to be a little bit disingenuous about this is, yes, but the expectations are higher. You are expected to win. You are hosting. You are expected to be competitive. You're not expected to lose to Utah Valley and Cal Poly. Mm. You have an obligation to your fans to, like, you know, perform in that setting, and they weren't able to do it. And I do think that they've become a really good story down there. They've become a bit of a powerhouse, but to win the Big Ten championship, co-title in the regular season, and then completely disappear in the postseason is just a huge disappointment. And, you know, the people I know who are really like who follow that team from February through June are just completely baffled by how that happened.
Really?
I mean, there's a fan base that's really invested in Oregon baseball. And the Ducks haven't been to the College World Series since 1954. And granted, there was a long gap where there wasn't a team. But, like, this program is due for kind of that breakthrough, and to have the super regional 2 years against Oral Roberts, where they, you know, were on the precipice and then mm-hmm. completely fell apart. Last year they go on the road. That was a different assignment, but this felt like a year where, you know, hey, like, you've got the team, you've got the offense, you've got the bats, you got the power,
you got everything, you got funding, you got stadium, you got jerseys. I mean, there's nothing that they don't have.
Yeah.
And I, you know, that's, it's Oregon.
And they keep hitting their head on this ceiling.
Yeah. And I don't know what it takes to break through. You had mentioned something about maybe styles.
Well, the one thing that's interesting about them is, like, they have built their entire, they've set like a school record in home runs each of the last 3 years.
Yep.
Like they rake. That is their bread and butter. That is their style. And I asked Waz about it once, and he was like, well, you know, home runs count for more than singles. And that's true. But like when you live by the homer, you die by the homer. Mm-hmm. And that has been kind of, I think, their undoing. And like, you've got to be able to win games multiple ways. And you saw it with Oregon State yesterday against in the first game against St. Mary's, where, you know, granted, you're not going to see four bunts in an inning every time, but like, the Beavers can beat you different ways.
Yeah, they went yard against St. Mary's mm-hmm. and then bunted the hell out of USC.
That was USC that they're bunting. Yeah. But like, that was fun to watch, because that was a balanced baseball team. And like, I don't want to just pile on the Ducks because of two games, but like, you've got to give us a little bit more.
Their expectations are higher than the regional.
Yeah.
It's not pile on. I just think it's realistic. Like, they didn't go into the regional going, well, I hope we can beat Utah Valley.
No, I mean, at minimum, you're getting to the regional final against presumably Arizona with a chance to get to North Carolina.
Now,
you're not just folding.
Right. If you lose to Arizona in your regional, like, I still think that's a disappointing season.
Sure.
But Arizona's been, you know, historically a great program in baseball. The debate and the controversial moment was in the first game against mm-hmm. Utah Valley, where they get a runner waved in. There's a play at the plate. There's a catcher blocking the home plate. The runner sees the ball kind of bounce to the glove. The ball doesn't go in the glove. It bounces off, but the runner hits the catcher, touches home plate. They call him safe. The run scores. At that point, it's 6-5. And then they review this, and they maintain that it was malicious intent, and you can't do that to the catcher. The guy is out. And so, and then there's a debate, because the rule pops up on the screen that clearly says catcher must possess mm-hmm. ball to block plate. He did not have the ball at any one point. It bounced off a glove. He was blocking before that. I that's not what lost them the regional. They lost right. the regional by not playing great baseball. But I don't know what we're supposed to do in that sport. With this, it's basically the Buster Posey rule, right? It's the, you broke your ankle and foot at home and it looked awful. I don't know what baseball players are supposed to do. What are you supposed to do as a runner? And then also, like, you're not supposed to block the plate without the ball, but like, every catcher my whole life was coached to, hey, do whatever you can to prevent the run. And so now you're in this weird spot in that sport where when it does happen, it's happening in softball. I don't know what the answer is now if there's rules to this stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad Pete Rose wasn't alive to see this, because, I mean, like,
well, he was. He just died. He'd seen it a couple times.
Not on Friday.
Well, like, touché.
But I agree. I agree with you completely. The point is to stop the run. And so, you know, Anson Arroz is coming in, and like, what's he trying to do? He's trying to get to home.
Yeah.
Like, he's got to get to home. And so the guy is in your way. Like, I don't know what he's supposed to do. Now, granted, you know, like, if he makes an effort to slide in some way, then the run probably counts and the obstruction would hold. But like, I struggle with the order of operations here.
Me too.
Because you can convince me that there was quote unquote malicious contact based on the letter of the law, because he didn't slide, he ran straight through him, you know, he didn't pull up, whatever. But why did he do that? He did it because the catcher was in his path. The catcher was in his lane and didn't have the ball. So there was, I believe the rule interpretation said that if there hadn't been malicious contact, then it would have been obstruction. But the obstruction is what caused
malicious?
The malicious contact.
I feel like if you're running and you see home plate, you're just supposed to stop and go around? You're supposed
I agree. It's silly.
Path?
I agree.
It's so
silly.
Weird.
And I don't, and I feel like we've, you know, this happens in football with different rules, basketball, but where we are over legislating the mechanics of the game.
Yeah.
And to me, you have to let the game unfold naturally. And like, if you watch the Oregon UCLA game, the Ducks in softball, mm-hmm. the Ducks got a run late on a play where UCLA, you know, nailed the runner at the plate. Like, the ball is there, it is at home, and the run, and they beat the runner, but the catcher blocks the path.
Right.
And so Oregon ends up getting the run, even though Oregon's runner never touched home plate. And to me, it's like, how do you give that run when the ball is in the catcher's glove? She's there. She's in front of the runner. How do you give that run? And so I don't really understand the obstruction rule. I don't like that we are interpreting what is and isn't a run. It's like football, what's a catch? Like, now it's like, did you score? Is this a run?
Did you complete the process?
Exactly. I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm always going to say that I support, you know, player safety. And, and like, if player safety is the goal, that's great. But you are going to have bang bang plays. You are going to have contact in sports. You're going to have collisions. This to me was an example of, you know, a high stakes situation where one team needed to score a run, the other team needed to prevent a run. And this is what you get when two
both
players
teams are
going,
doing it right.
When
I think
both
actually,
teams
yeah.
played hard.
Right, yeah.
Like, it just, to me, it's like, what are we doing and what are we actually doing to the sport? Because, you know, I thought that was just a great baseball play.
I mean, you played baseball growing up, I assume, Little League?
I mean, poorly, sure.
Okay, right. So did I. And now these kids are in college. We're all, you know, we're getting to our 40s almost. Like, these guys in college, they're playing the game the same way you and I did. Mm-hmm. And this rule has been into effect for some time. Like, you're still making people now play the game differently than they've been coached 5, 6, 7 years ago. So I think that means your rules are poor. And you can't, I mean, there's just going to be some physicality in sports. And you don't want to see injuries happen, but it's not like every single time there's a play at the plate, the catcher's coming around with a broken foot. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You brought up the one in the Oregon State game yesterday, which was in the first inning against SC. SC sent a runner on a shot to the gap. And
great relay by Oregon State.
Probably shouldn't have pushed it if I was USC, but tried to score from first.
I think it was first, yeah.
Tried to score from first.
Yep.
And, you know, great play. Great relay from second. And, you know, the runner goes wide, you know, makes a swipe at the plate. I don't think he actually ever touched home plate. But, you know, they get the tag. It was a great play. And all of a sudden we go to review to see if he was obstructing the path.
And I think he was,
if we're probably
being honest,
was.
But they didn't call it because there was no contact with the base runner because he went around it. So
the run didn't score, and, you know, it was an out for the Beavers, and you know, they were on their way.
Yep.
But I mean, once you bring in that human interpretation of, you know, again, like, did you complete the process? What is a catch? I just think that we're losing kind of the spirit of, my job is to get from here to here, and your job is to keep me from getting there.
Yeah.
That is how the sport works.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. So Oregon is out of the regional. Let's go down. We got a final in Corvallis today. Oregon State beating USC last night. They did it with small ball. How about that? We'll get to that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.